the children's story today is from my childhood. And that's the best children's stories, right? When you're a child, you have all kinds of stories happening to you. So as I was a kid, my daddy planted a few peach trees. That was in Ukraine long ago. And I was about your age. I was about 11. You're 11, right? Awesome. Okay. And we were watching those peach trees grow, and they're about this tall, and then they're a bit taller and taller and taller. Eventually, they started blooming one year. And I looked, all the blossoms looked so pretty. And then little tiny fruit shows up a few weeks later, and we are waiting and waiting and waiting. And some fruit grows bigger, bigger, and starts turning peachy color, and it's juicy. And one specific tree would not grow at all. The fruit stayed just small and green. Most of the summer, like June, it's still small and green. And then July, it's still small and green. Nothing's happening, and I'm just wondering, what's happening to this thing? And I'm talking to my dad, and my dad is saying, oh, I don't know what's wrong with this peach tree, but it doesn't grow. The other peaches are so delicious and juicy, and this particular one stayed tiny little shriveled peach, that's all. Not plump, not soft, doesn't show any color. And eventually we watched that peach tree, and those tiny little green peaches turned wrinkly and started popping open up their flesh, and we couldn't figure out what's wrong. Maybe some bug went in and started eating that and killed all those peaches. We didn't know why. But eventually, we wanted to crack inside of the pit because we saw the pits, and we cracked the pits to see if there's worms there. And guess what we found inside? We found almonds. Almonds inside of the peach tree fruit. We couldn't figure it out. We've never seen almonds before, but it turns out that the peach tree and the almond tree look identically the same. They are just the same. The leaves are the same. The fruit looks the same when it's young and baby fruit, but eventually peach grows into nice juicy peach, but the almond stays tiny, and eventually in the fall it'll crack open and the pit will fall out, and you crack it, and guess what is in it? Beautiful almonds. So remember this, never judge a tree, because I was about to cut that tree down. I was about to throw that tree away. Never judge a tree by its looks, right? But judge it by what? By its fruits. So you can't expect peaches from an almond tree, can you? And you can't expect almonds from a peach tree, can you? So it is true that the fruit is defining the tree. Yes, what kind of fruits are we supposed to bear, guys? Anybody remembers? There's a little book of Galatians in chapter 5, verse 22. You remember any fruit? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. There's a whole list. And you can bear all those fruits, and you adults can bear all those fruits too. And if you look at each other and say, hey, you don't have the same fruit as I do, you know, don't try to judge each other. We are developing our fruits. And before you run back to your seats, I would like you to pray for the fruit of the Spirit to mature in each one of us. Anybody wants to pray about that? You want to pray? Go ahead. Please bow your heads, everyone.
Like, what do I pray for?
Say a prayer so the Lord makes us fruitful.
I pray that we all have a good day, and that everybody enjoys the food, and that everybody gets home safe. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. You were very attentive listeners.